Marjan Satrapi was born in Iran in 1969. She chronicled her coming of age during the Iranian Revolution in two volumes of comic book autobiography. Both Persepolis and Persepolis II became international bestsellers. Satrapi's new book is called Embroideries. In words and pictures, it depicts a group of Iranian women during an afternoon of drinking tea and talking, mostly about sex. Anne Strangechamps wondered if this is a problem in a society that values virginity so highly.
It's a complex subject because, yeah, of course, you know, virginity comes with this feudalistic society in which, you know, you own a land and you own a house and you own the animals and you own your wife and you own everything. It is really the result of a patriarchal culture. This is why the virginity becomes extremely important, because in order to buy something, it's better if this something hasn't been used before. Like if you want to buy a pair of shoes, you rather not have anybody else wearing them before. For you. So this is really, for me, this is the symbol. The virginity for me is the symbol of the patriarchal culture. Otherwise, if sex is good, it's good for men and women. If it's a pleasure, then it's a pleasure for men and women. And I remember my mother always saying, you know, to a couple of my cousins, you know, this macho kind of boys, that yes, our wives has to be virgin. And she always asked them, she said, you are not going to be virgin, but to lose your virginity, you have to do it with a girl. So this girl has to get married too. And then what do you do about that? I mean, if all the girls, they have to stay virgin, then all the men, they have to stay virgin too. Otherwise, how can you do it?
What did they say?
Nothing, because, you know, this is a very stupid issue, you know, to ask for a woman to be a virgin. I mean, that is a lack of consideration for me. I mean, for me, sex, I mean, is part of the big pleasure of life, and it's equal for men and women. And if we consider it as a pleasure. At the same time, you know, I mean, in the Christian society in general, sex, I think, is much more related to the sin, to the guilt, to the notion of guilt. It's something very guilty also about talking about sex that you have in Western society when it's the Christian culture.
And that's not as present, do you think, in Iranian culture?
Not really. I mean, after the marriage, after, you know, you have signed the paper, then the notion of guilt disappears completely. I mean, the whole thing is about the signature. It's a little bit, you know, like the French ladies in the 19th century, where, you know, the whole fact was to get married. And after you got married, you could have all the lovers that you wanted. You know, after that, you know, the door of paradise get open to you. So, you know, it's more like that. So,
will you explain the title of the book, Embroidery?
Well, Embroidery is about when you lose your virginity before marriage, you go and they sew you. And so
it's a little surgery. They
just
stitch you up.
It's a little surgery. So, and you look virgin again. And so.
Do people still do this?
Well, you know, I heard about a couple of people talking about it or doing it and all of that. You know, it's a long time that I don't live in Iran. And then I stopped also meeting with people for who this kind of subject, they were a big issue for me, you know. That a man say that, basically, I can more understand than a woman who accept it. We shouldn't accept it. If they want it, okay. I mean, you know, they're losing their rights by accepting it, but we shouldn't accept that.
So this afternoon when the women are spending together and telling stories and, you know, talking about embroideries and other subjects, the different women tell different stories, things that have happened to them. Are these all real stories?
Well, actually, I can tell you that all the stories, I have heard them. But the people that you see, I have changed all the names and all the faces. And I have also changed, you know, for example, if I say this is the story of the woman that has three kids, well, in real life, she only has one kid and the name of her husband. Because, you know, I have too much respect for the life of people. And I would in no way tell this story about people by showing their real faces and their real names. Everything is changed. So, you know, for the one who reads the book and think that they have recognized someone just because they read my book, no, you are not going to recognize no one by my book, but the stories, they are real.
One of the things I was wondering when I read the book was there's sort of a sense when you're reading the stories of these women that you're getting to see something that's normally hidden. You know, you're walking into a little cloister. And I'm wondering whether that's partly because these are women who were living in a veiled society. And I was wondering about the difference between, you know, when you have a veil that you're physically wearing and when the veil becomes just something internal. So I was wondering if that was something that...
Well, you know, I think we have different sort of veil in general. And I think that all the societies, in one way or another, they have a problem with the image of the woman. In a society like mine, they put a veil on the head of women, trying to hide them. In something like Western society, they try to make them naked. You know, I mean, here, if you want to sell orange juice, you have to show a pair of breasts. You want to sell a car, you have to show a pair of breasts. Anything you sell, you have to show a very sexual lady and make them naked.
So is that another kind of veil?
For me, this is another kind of veil. Why can't you just consider a woman like a man, like a human being, you know? So this abuse of the image of the woman in one way, or to veil it in the other way, for me, shows that the whole world has a problem with the image of the woman. Well, of course, in a society like here, you have the rules that are the law. They make the women and the men equal. But, you know, look at all this feminine magazine all over, you know, the female magazine. Everywhere I can look, it is written how to lose 10 pounds before the summer and how to blah, blah, blah. And what about if I don't want to lose 10 pounds before summer? And what about if I don't feel like being skinny? And what about if I want to have wrinkles and I think that getting old is beautiful and I'm not going to be less attractive because I have two wrinkles in my face? Do I have to die and I should disappear because I wouldn't look like Pamela Anderson, for example? I don't want to look like her.
You have so much to say, and the stories that you tell are, they can look simple on the page, but they're deceptive. There's a lot in them. Why have you chosen the graphic arts form? I mean, you could have told any of these stories in, you know, fiction and short stories and memoir.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I really think with images. And, you know, in a graphic form, it's not like the images, they come to illustrate what I have already said. You know, in a comics or in a graphic novel, the images, they're writing also. They're part of the narration. You know, for example, if I have to say, and I came into the room, for example, I was holding the thing with the tea over it and all the women, they were sitting and their eyes became big and they were very happy, blah, 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 blah. I draw the scene and then I write what we say to each other. So that means that what I didn't write, I wrote it with the image. So I'm not very good at the description, and I love to draw, and I don't want to choose between one or the other. But your question is very interesting because, you know, anytime a graphic novelist, a cartoonist, goes somewhere, one of the first questions is that, and why did you make a cartoon? I think that is because we are like the bisexual of the culture. You know, I mean, people, they don't have any problem with being homosexual or heterosexual. Being bisexual is always harder. We like to write and to draw. And we don't know, we cannot choose either one or the other. That makes us the art bisexual people. So this is, I think, why. But yeah, I cannot choose. And I like to do too much, both of them.
Marjane Satrapi's new graphic novel is called Embroideries. She talked with Anne Strangechamps.